This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعله عوجا الحمد لله رب العالمين All praises due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. All praises due to Allah, who has guided us to this path and would not have been able to guide ourselves had not Allah chosen to guide us. All praises due to Allah, who has revealed the scripture unto His servant and has made no crookedness therein. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us abundantly. He's blessed us with Islam. If we left this world and we had nothing of possession, no house, no car, no yacht, no scooter, no bicycle, no shoes, little food, bad water, but we left with Islam in our hearts, then we've been blessed in this world. Imam Ali radiallahu anhu, amongst the sayings attributed to him is the following: إِنَّ مِنْ نَعِيمِ الدُّنْيَا أَنْ يَكْفِيَكَ الْإِسْلَامُ نِعْمَةً From the blessings of this world, Islam suffices as a blessing. يَكْفِيكَ الْإِسْلَامُ نِعْمَةً Islam suffices you as a blessing. Sometimes frequently we talk about Allah, we talk about Jannah, we talk about heaven, we talk about hell. And some people, speaking of believers, find these things difficult to internalize because we're in a materialistic society. And whether we acknowledge it or fail to acknowledge it, we're constantly receiving a message, a subtle message sometimes and an overt message at other times, that the only thing that exists is that which can be perceived through our senses, or that could be empirically verified, because there are realities such as microwave, magnoelectronic beams that we can't perceive with our senses, but we can verify empirically. But other than that, there is no reality. And of course, we know there's reality far, far greater than all of that, because it's reality that endures. And it's reality in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose reality precedes and is absolutely necessary for all other reality. In any case, one of the ways that we can make the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more real in our lives and begin to internalize the meaning is by studying His names and attributes. Just as a person whose name we don't know, That person, we might see them in passing, but they don't have any impact on our heart. We don't know their name. We don't know any of their characteristics. Because we don't know their name, because we don't know any of their characteristics, for us to say that we love that person, there's no foundation or basis. But once we know the name of that person, and we know the characteristics of that person, that this is a kind person, a very generous person, a very courageous person, a very charitable person, then the love for that person and the reality of that person over and beyond just someone we just passed on the street begins to grow inside of our hearts. Thus is the case with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should study the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we study the names of Allah, we come to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not just the case of you should love Allah. You should know Allah. You should try to attain to ma'rifah. What does that mean if there's no foundation to bring that reality into our hearts? So Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah is merciful. And we should begin to look for the mercy of Allah. And as we see it manifested throughout everything, not just in our lives, everything in this creation, then that reality begins to impress itself upon us. And the greatest mercy Allah has given us is the Qur'an. And so in Surah Rahman, Allah Ta'ala reminds us of the greatness of this mercy, that this Qur'an being a entrance into the world of the speech of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it's eternal. Whereas we are... our existence was after that, after the fact and reality of the Qur'an. And our existence is contingent. And so Allah reminds us first of the eternality of the Qur'an. And then He created us to take benefit from the Qur'an. Ar-Rahman allama al-Qur'an khalaqa al-insana allamahu al-bayan. Allah, the merciful rather, He has taught the Qur'an. عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ And then He has created the human being to benefit from that teaching. And then He has taught us, and the greatest, anyone who studies Arabic. If you go to an Arabic university in the Muslim world, the greatest foundation of your mastery of the language will be the Qur'an. When you begin to study rhetoric, your foundational text will be the Qur'an. Eloquence, the Qur'an. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ So these are all connected. And then we should try to be merciful ourselves. So we should try to adorn ourselves with the character traits of Allah to the extent humanly possible. And as we do that, the reality of Ar-Rahman grows within us. It grows within us through our familiarizing ourselves with the mercy of Allah in our hearts, and it grows through us through our emulation of that character, that trait, to the extent humanly possible. Our mercy won't be perfect or absolute like the mercy of Allah, but it will become more and more real to us. So Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik. He's the sovereign. His is the dominion of the heavens and the earth. And there's, how do we manifest that? How do we adorn ourselves with that particular trait? Allah has given us all some dominion, be it our family, be it in a particular realm. And this idea is reinforced in the Quran. Someone might say that sounds strange. But Allah Ta'ala reminds us in the Qur'an, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ Allah is the possessor of all dominion. He extends that to whomsoever He pleases in a limited way, and He withdraws that from whomsoever He pleases. And so in any realm, that we occupy, and that Allah's entrusted with us, and Allah's given us a limited amount of dominion in that realm, we should try to be just. Because Allah Ta'ala executes His dominion with justice. And so we should try to be just. The first person Allah mentions, or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, who will be shaded in the shade of the throne of Allah on the day there will be no shade except that shade. سَبْعَةٌ يُعْذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّ. إِمَامٌ عَادِلٌ. A just leader. And Allah reminds us, يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي. Hadith Qudsi related by Abi Dhar, by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فِيمَا يَرْوِهِ عَنْ رَبِّي عَزِي وَجَالِ أَنَّهُ قَالَ يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. O my servants, I have made oppression forbidden for myself, and I've forbidden it amongst you. Therefore, don't oppress one another. So we should try to be al-malik in the limited realms we occupy with justice. Imitating this quality of Allah. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adorn yourself with the character traits of Allah. And this is how we internalize these meanings. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus. The sanctified. So Allah is sanctified. We'll never be sanctified or holy in the sense that Allah, Almighty God, is. But we should extol His sanctity. And this strengthens our hearts. We shouldn't make light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we shouldn't make light of the great symbols of Allah. We should exalt them as we're ordered. وَمَنْ يُعَظَّمْ شَعَائِرُ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever magnifies, upholds, extols the sanctities of Allah, verily, this is from the piety of the hearts. And this is something that brings piety to the hearts. And people make light of God, make light of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please come forward, there are people in the back trying to squeeze in. Make light of the prophets. And you see some people claiming to be Muslims doing this. What happens? Their hearts become void of any true, deep, impressionable faith. The faith that makes an impression on the heart, and then it impacts the actions of the limbs. As we're told, as related from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, رُوِيَا أَنَّهُ قَالَ لَيْسَ الدِّينُ بِالتَّمَنِّي وَلَكِنْ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ. That deen here, meaning faith, is not a whim or fancy or wish. Rather, it's that which takes root in the heart and then is testified to by the actions. And so people who make light of the signs of Allah, then the taqwa goes from their heart. And their religion, if they even have any, after that process, it becomes very, very superficial and not deep. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, As-Salam. Allah's As-Salam. As-Salam. Sometimes those of us who converted to Islam, like myself, and we think we're clever, one of the first things we read is, learn rather, is the greeting. They'll tell you, brother, when you meet another Muslim, you say, As-Salamu Alaikum. You say, what does that mean? That means peace unto you. Which part is peace? As-Salam, that's peace. And so we start learning the names of Allah, we get to As-Salam. Ar-Rahman, I don't know that one. Ar-Rahim, don't know that one. Al-Malik, don't know that one. Al-Quddus, don't know that one. As-Salam, I know that one. That's the peace. Allah is the peace. No, As-Salam means Allah is the one free from any defects or imperfections. This is the basic meaning of Salam. That's why Jannah is called Darus Salam, the abode of Salam. Where, because why? The imperfections that exist in the world don't exist in Jannah. In the world we die. In paradise there's no death. In the world we get sick. These are the imperfections that afflict us. In Jannah we don't get sick. paradise, we don't get sick. Here we eat, we pass waste. There in paradise, we won't pass waste. We'll eat and we'll have a fragrant burp. It won't be like the Ramadan post-iftar garlic burp. It'll be a very fragrant, sweet burp. And that's it. There'll be no waste. These are the perfections of Jannah. So Allah As-Salam is the one who's free from any impact, any defects. And from that comes peace. So when we say As-Salamu Alaikum, we're just saying, I'm not going to render you defective in any way. I'm not going to lessen you in any way. I'm not going to harm you in any way. I'm not going to lower your status in any way. The definition of a Muslim. So we could give a technical, theological definition, but the best definition is the definition given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Muslim man salima al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim is the one, the other Muslims are safe from their tongue and hand. Al-Muslim man salima al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim is one, the other Muslims are safe from their tongue and their hand. And so what? I'm not going to lessen you. I'm not going to lower your status. I'm not going to harm you in any way. And so a state of peace will exist between us because of that. We should always remember that, because now the temptations to harm people with our tongues are very, very easy. Because as you meet some people, you know you couldn't harm them with your hand. But in anonymity of your bedroom or your basement or your dungeon, when you're all alone and safe and isolated with your keyboard, Ya Latif, you start let your fingers do the walking, not through the yellow pages across your keyboard, and start unleashing with all sorts of vindictives. Al-Muslim man salima al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi. Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min. So we don't say Allah is the believer. Allah is the one who extends belief to others. Allah is the one who extends belief to others. Allah is the one who gives safety and security to others. So it's related to As-Salam. They're together for a reason. As-Salam and Mu'min. The one Allah mentions in Surah اللهم صل رسول الله لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. And he's made them safe from fear. And so how do we internalize this meaning? We do everything in our power to make others, to grant safety and security to them, and to ensure that they feel safe around us. And so we do everything in our power to extend safety to them. This is the Mu'min. We mentioned the As-Salam and their being together. Al-Muslim and Salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadih. The Muslim is one. The other Muslims are safe from their tongue and hand. Some person write me a Muslim and I say, what about me? So right after that, Al-Mu'min As-Salam al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min min salim al-nasu bawa'iqa. The Muslim is one, the people, the generality of people are saved from any evil from them. And so we try to internalize those meanings, and the internalization of the meanings makes the reality of the one who is named with those qualities more real and more deep in the very depths of our hearts. So the time doesn't permit to go beyond this, but we'll sneak in one more, which is, it might be the next one anyway. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar. So we're going to skip Aziz, Al-Jabbar. There are two basic categorizations of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say the names of mercy and beauty. So Asma'ul Jamal and the names of majesty, Asma'ul Jalal. And some of the names combine those two meanings. One of those is Jabbar. It has a Jalali quality and it has a Jamali quality. The Jalali quality is Al-Jabbar, the compeller. one who compels, imposes his will on his creation. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا إِنْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You will not desire anything unless your desire is consistent with what Allah has desired for you. Al-Jabbar. But the Jamali quality, Al-Jabbar, is from the meaning we say in Arabic, جَبَرْتُ الْكَسْرَ, that I mended the break. I mended the break. So a cast is called Jabira, from this meaning. And so we should try to be people that mend breaks and mend harms and mend wounds, wounded hearts and wounded souls and broken hearts and broken souls. We should try and endeavor to mend those and to bring healing to those. And so this is a beautiful Jamali aspect of this name, Al-Jabbar. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين يا قوم استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الحمد لله, الله تعالى has blessed us abundantly. We should never ever 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 fail to give thanks even for the slightest blessing, even for what we might deem to be a small blessing, which is oxymoronic. A small blessing. All blessings are large. All blessings are great. And we should thank Almighty God for every blessing, even those we perceive to be small. Because those small blessings in our perception, which come from our Lord, and therefore from the greatness of our Lord, they are great. As they say, القليل من الكثير قليل. عفوا, القليل من الكثير كثير. A little from a lot is a lot. والكثير من القليل قليل. And a lot from a little is a little. So what we might perceive to be a small blessing from the infinite bounty and the infinite grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. And we should magnify it and give thanks for it and show our appreciation for it. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat.